This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's Nicholas Ericalis here. On a rather pleasant Tuesday, it was warm this morning, so I'm feeling happy. And the Pirates won a baseball game yesterday, which also makes me happy. They get bonus points for beating a division opponent. So this is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Yeah, I didn't expect it to rain yesterday. That one was interesting. I was calling this game of the day for the Swiffle Ball League down around Washington County, Cecil Park, and it just started thunderstorming and had no clue because we've been being told. Let me start that one again. We were told that it was supposed to be sunny and warm and, you know, record high temperatures throughout this entire week. And I didn't see rain in the forecast anywhere. So that was an interesting one. But it did rain yesterday, and we got through it. It was kind of cool, though, to see just some of the lightning strikes in the sky. They were pretty close to the ground, so you actually got to see some of the lightning within the cloud. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but didn't expect that. And, first official thunderstorm. No, not technically yet. It's not technically summer. We're 3 days away from the official start of summer. It's June 21st. I guess, fun fact, if you didn't know, June 21st is the longest day of the year, and I think that's where they made the start of summer, because you start those long days. The peak of the long days throughout the year is June 21st. That is the scientific longest day. That's how long the sun is in the sky for the longest throughout a day on June 21st. So, random fun fact from my head for you. So there you go. 412-928-9370 if you want to talk about sports, you know, because that's what we do here at the Fan, mostly sports. If you want to talk about sports, you can. 412-928-9370. Give me a call. Pirates, they won. And we'll talk about that here, mostly, but if you have anything else on your mind, the Celtics won, I heard, so good on them, 7 titles. That's big in the headlines, too. I'm not a big basketball guy, but if you have any expressions of celebration for the Celtics, you're welcome to express that here with me this morning, but mostly Pirates this morning we're going to do. So 412-928-9370, you can also talk to me on X at Callus underscore 33. That's Callus underscore 33. And, we can talk about it. Looks like Florida leading 3-1. It looks like game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is going on tonight at 8 o'clock. They last played on Friday. So there's that as well to look forward to. So, yeah, two major championships look like they are getting done with here. The Panthers came out strong against the Oilers. But I have a clip to play for you as well. Oilers girl looked like she spoke out. She released a video on social media, which is hilarious. We'll go over that a little bit if time allows. But, yeah, game five. Looks like Florida has a 3-1 lead going into this one. So 8 o'clock tonight, game five of the Stanley Cup Finals. Game six, if necessary, Friday. And then Monday, if there needs to be a game seven. I know there are a lot of Oilers fans around the NHL because of this one particular lady. So maybe a little later if there's time, I'll let you hear what she had to say as well to pretty much the entire two nations, to Canada and to the Americans. So, because apparently she's a Canadian resident Oilers fan, but now just renowned around the NHL and around sports in general. All right, without further ado, here we go. Pirates, winners over the Cincinnati Reds. They're going to play in game two of the three-game series tonight at 6:40. So let's just go over this one. Let's dissect this one a little bit. Reds, one run on 7 hits, 1 error. Pirates, 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. That's good. No errors for the Pirates. That's a good thing, and they kept the Reds to 1 run. Was Paul Skeens' run given up over 6 innings? He gave up 6 hits, struck out 7, walked 1. Another dazzling performance by Paul Skeens. And then the big 3 nailed it down. Chapman facing his former team. Colin Holderman and David Bednar, they shut it down. Everything you want to see from the pitching staff was done there. Paul Skeens ate up, you know, his fair share of innings. And I thought he was going to go 7 this time. I thought they were going to warm up a little more since, you know, we're past the halfway point in June, but they didn't, which is fine. So they pitched him 6 innings. But still, 6 hits given up. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Limiting the runs, though, is important. 1 earned run given up, not too bad, not too shabby. 1 walk given up, not too shabby. And 7 strikeouts. I'm happy with the pitching performance. And each bullpen guy got a strikeout, too, so good on them. But 6 solid innings from Skeens, and then Chapman, Holderman, Bednar did what they needed to do. And that's what you expect them to do, is just lock it down for 1 inning. And that's what happened. McCutchen continues. I can't express enough how happy I am that he continues to bat out of the leadoff spot for the Pirates. I thought it was interesting that they started him in the middle of the order at all when the season began, because so many other teams, when he was successful, they were batting him leadoff. And I just want to emphasize, like, okay, that's a good thing now. That's what they're doing. That's something that they fixed. They tried McCutchen at the leadoff spot. He did well. They moved him out of it. He didn't do well. So they put him back there, and you know now he's doing rather well. He's getting on base, and that's what you want him to do. So he went 1-for-3 yesterday, but he did walk, so he was on base 2 of the 4 plate appearances that he had in the game. Brian Reynolds, a 2-hit performance, which is good. I mean, we're starting to see his numbers creep up toward where you'd want them to be. I mean, he's approaching 270 now with his average, which is still, I guess, lower than you'd want. But the entire National League has slanted numbers, and we're going to go over the standings as well. Just because if you haven't actually sat down and looked at them, this is one of the most interesting... It's one of the most interesting standings that I've seen since I've been able to watch baseball and understand it and follow it. It's very bizarre how this is falling out. But Brian Reynolds, in terms of where the league is he's among the leaderboards in the National League for offensive statistics. So 2-for-4 yesterday with a run driven in, love to see it. O'Neill Cruz, a hit and 2 runs driven in, good. Nick Gonzalez was batted. That's something that I thought was a little interesting. Nick Gonzalez doesn't really feel like a cleanup hitter to me. It just feels like he had success being a guy bounced around the order, but not in one of those primary positions. And he went 0-for-4. I don't know. Maybe it'll end up working out. I don't know. It doesn't feel like the right fit to me for him to bat as a cleanup hitter. But, you know, maybe it was just one game. Rowdy Tellez with 2 hits. So Maybe they're starting to get the production out of him that they wanted to see, but he got two hits. And it really is weird watching games and then watching the replay of games now in the morning on TV where you see Roddy Tellez on base in these games. And it's weird. It's interesting to see because there was over a month stretch there where we didn't. But hey, if he's going to produce, he's going to produce. Hasn't been the home run hitter that I think we would want or the Pirates signed him to be. But he's getting hits, so maybe this will continue to heat up, and maybe he will end the season by going on a home run streak. Who knows? But that's interesting. Hayes with a hit as well. Yasmani Grandal got a hit in this one too. So I mean, another game where there were hits spread across the board, and while I don't like to see clumped up runs scored, this is one of those games. Pirates went down early, 1-0. They scored 3 in the first, and then one in the second, then no offense from that point forward. A lot of that, I believe, has to do with Paul Skeens not letting up those runs moving forward. But the Pirates didn't score either after inning number 2. And they ended up winning. So that's a balanced offense that you want to see there. Paul Skeens dominating along with the back end of the bullpen, not surprising. And that's where you want to be. That's a game that you want to see won by the Pirates, and they did. Especially against a division opponent. It's important.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And it's extra important. And this is something that we've touched on, but I believe it's becoming more and more important as the season moves forward. Because we talk about a lot that the Pirates, they're still in it. And we were talking about that for a long time. And they still are in it. They're 35 and 37. They're a half game out. The Giants and the Nationals right now, who qualify for that final wild card spot in the National League, they're tied in that spot. Both of those teams are under 500. And now I made mention of that before, and that's been a talking point here recently. It's been a very popular point. Because it is interesting. It is unconventional. You don't see that every year. And the National League is becoming exceptionally weak, so it seems. And that every team in the National League, with the exception of the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins, are at least 2 games back of that 3rd qualifying wildcard spot. Call me and just tell me if you remember a time. Now, the wildcard era, in terms of the entire history of Major League Baseball, isn't that, it hasn't been around for that long, let alone the 3 wild card playoff, which hasn't been, you know, around that long, you know, either. That's, you know, 2 years in the making that 3 wild card teams were accepted. So has this ever happened before in baseball, and I just, you know, haven't acknowledged a time where that's been the case, because this just seems really weird. So give me a call if you remember, 412-928-9370. Or maybe just, you know, when the leagues were just the 2 leagues and the top team or the top 2 teams made it. from each league? Was there a time where like one league was just so weak that you had an under 500 team about to qualify? Seems like that wouldn't be possible back in the old playoff formats for Major League Baseball, but I guess in the modern wildcard era here, it is possible. Especially when you have so much interleague play too, that makes sense. Because I know, you know, back in the day they never had interleague play, and then that was introduced toward the late 90s, and you know, then it was intermixed. So maybe that has something to do with it. You're playing more, you know, teams from the other league, and it's not directly affecting the teams within your own league. So there are a lot of factors that could have played into this, but I emphasize it again: the Pirates have an opportunity that is rare, is that every team is in it, and despite a lot of their shortcomings this season, they're still in it. They've played well enough to not fall with those other two teams, and they're around. They're in it. They're a half game out, as are two other teams, the Diamondbacks and the Padres, who have been in and out of playoff spots all season to this point. The New York Mets are even in it, and they've been made fun of all year, and they're a game out. They're right on the Pirates' tail. This is important, too, because two division opponents, three actually, because the Cardinals are now in a wild card spot. Oh, I didn't even notice that. One, two, three, four, five. All five National League Central teams are within striking distance of a wild card spot in the National League, too, if not already qualifying. The Cardinals occupy the second spot right now. The Pirates, Reds, and Cubs. The Pirates are a half game out. The Reds are one and a half games out, and the Cubs are two games out. This is, if you need to go visualize this too, I mean, go online, go to MLB.com too, and just look at this, because I think it's one of the most fascinating stories in baseball. How weak, but how interesting the National League is. And I don't think we visualized it this way in our heads when we talked about, you know, stiffer competition, or you want Major League Baseball to have more competition, more chances for teams. You didn't expect that those teams, many of those teams would be under 500 and still qualifying for a spot. But that's the reality of this situation right now, is that it's competitive and it's super exciting because the Pirates are in it with, again, all but two teams in the league. It's competition either way, though, and it's exciting either way, because all these teams are in it. It feels like, it feels weird. You have under 500 teams qualifying. It feels strange. I think it's exciting, though it be strange. And regardless of how excited you feel, if you're a Pirates fan, you can acknowledge that the Pirates have an opportunity to qualify for the playoffs. And now in this new modern format, they get three games on their face if they qualify for a wild card spot. They could win the division, too. It looks like the National League Central is going to finish, unless one of the teams goes on a tear. The National League Central is going to finish last of the three division leaders, and the last of the three division leaders hosts a wild card series regardless. They play just that third wild card team that makes it, so that's not, you know, that's not going to give you an advantage for winning the NL Central, I don't think. So just get in. Yeah, I mean, get in. Get yourself a three-game series regardless. It seems like the Pirates would be facing that, whether they win the division or get a wild card spot. The division's not looking, the way they're playing, the division's not looking too realistic. But, I mean, they're close to that, too. The NL Central is the most competitive division in the National League this year. And I've said this before, they have the weakest first-place team, but they have the strongest back end. Every team in the division has an opportunity to get a playoff spot. Cardinals already have one. The Brewers are leading the division. And the Pirates, Reds, and Cubs all are within two games. It's just, it's weird. It's a very weird situation. It's very interesting. I don't know exactly what to make of it. I've never seen this since I've been covering the league from as early as an early teenager. It's all very, very weird. Now again, the playoff format, the way interleague play is now, could play a factor in that, but like When's the last time you remember a season where you were just like, wow, these teams are not great, but they're still fighting? I mean, all these teams right now that are qualifying, they're good. They're not great. They're not doing exceptional things. They've all had their flaws exposed. But they're good, and they're good enough to be around. The Mets, for crying out loud, are still around. All but the Rockies and the Marlins. Right now, within two games. I think that is tremendous. It's fascinating. Bizarre. It's frustrating, too. Pirates got to break out. But a win against the Reds to start the series, I do want to see a sweep. I do selfishly want to see a sweep of this series. I want them to get on a run. I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. I want them to get on a streak. I think they need a streak to offset some of these struggles that they had early in the season. And they do that, they go on a run, and then they just keep winning as they have been. And they'll get that wild card spot. Can't give up games though that you can win, though. That's tough. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab. Up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com today. High of 94, low of 69, mostly overcast skies throughout the day. Tomorrow, high of 92, low of 73, mostly overcast skies there as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.